Welcome to the Movie Buffs Podcast, starring the dynamic mother-daughter team of Asmina and Aisha Ikramuddin. Each episode, they discuss varied aspects and details of current and upcoming movies, such as release dates, casting, plots, and much more. And now, please help me welcome Asmina and Aisha.
Hello, listeners. It's me, Asmina, and I'm here with my daughter, Aisha. Hey, Aisha, you want to say hi?
Hi, everyone.
And we're super excited today because, Aisha, why are we excited?
The Oscars.
And what about it? The nominations are in, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Aisha, just as a background, this is the 96th Academy Awards. And Aisha, where is it held every year?
The Dolby Theater.
In Los Angeles, right?
Yes.
I'm just hoping somebody sends us an invite. Like one of the studios or one of the beautiful celebrities we talk about, right? Wouldn't that be so cool, the movie buffs at the Oscars? Mm-hmm. Hey, Aish, you want to get into the nominees? So I'm going to do like the major categories. I'm just going to say the name of the movie. Aisha, you give me your thoughts. Okay. Oppenheimer, and it leads the Oscar nominations by 13 nominations. So in 13 categories. So what's your feels?
I think for Best Picture, it's a tie between Barbie and Oppenheimer.
Okay. And, you know, I'm thinking Best Director, Chris Nolan. Right? And then I don't know. I'm really Cillian Murphy, Best Actor. These are also part of our predictions show. What do you think?
So, wait, did Jeffrey Wright get nominated for Best Actor?
We're going to go through the list, so we'll find out shortly. So, Aisha, the other movie is Poor Things with 11 nominations. And who's the lead in that?
Emma Stone and Mark Ruffalo.
Okay. I'm sure they're awesome in that. And then 10 nominations for Killers of the Flower Moon. I think, who's the lead, Aisha, the actress? Is it Lily Gladstone.
Yeah.
Right? And she's, of course, this is historic because she's like the first Native American person to be nominated. So this is amazing. And you know what, Aisha? I think she's going to win.
Yeah. I agree.
I think she's going to win. She had a fabulous performance in the movie. Okay, Aisha, your favorite movie, Barbie, has 8 nominations. Mm-hmm. But can we please talk about the snubs?
The D snub of the day. All right.
2 snubs.
Margot Robbie and Greta Gerwig for director and actress.
So they did not get nominated, right?
That's bullshit.
Why do you think that happened? I mean, what, just the other...
Just to be honest, Barbie was like the big movie for everyone to see in theaters.
Okay, what do you make of the fact that Ken was nominated and not Barbie? I mean, he's nominated, right?
Ken needed Barbie.
I know. And Ryan Gosling, obviously, who played Ken, he is so mad about it. He's like, there is no Ken without Barbie.
You read that?
Yeah, I read that. And I was like, oh my God, he's so right. And I don't know. I think sometimes, you know, I feel the Academy feels the actress or the actor has more potential in them. I know, Aisha, you may not like what I'm saying, but I'm just being sort of objective.
What?
I'm just saying I feel they feel Margot Robbie has, she can do even better. And they're waiting for that really deep performance from her to give her that Oscar nomination. I know there's people who would disagree and say like you, right? You disagree, right? You think, do you think this...
A few of her movies been nominated for Oscars over the years.
Who, what else? Was she...
Tanya.
She was nominated?
And
But did she win?
Ashley.
No, was Margot Robbie nominated?
Mm-hmm.
Did she win?
Jenning.
Okay. But I just think she's a fabulous actress. She's going to be back even stronger in some amazing role. And more power to her. She's going to come back and definitely be nominated in this category.
Mama, I don't even know who does Oscar nominations. Like, who picks them?
Yeah, well, they have the Academy. So it's a group of select people. And they vote on, you know, all these different categories. So Aisha, the next movie is Maestro. With who's the lead in that?
Brad Pitt. Bradley Cooper.
This movie has 7 nominations. Following that is American Fiction with 5, and then is Anatomy of a Fall with 5, The Holdovers with 5, The Zone of Interest with 5, mm-hmm. Napoleon with 3, The Creator with 2. Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Hoo-hoo! Mom's favorite movie has 2 nominations. I bet it's visual or sound, but who cares? My favorite movie for sure for 2023. And then Naiad has 2. And I finally heard someone say and realized how I should pronounce that. Okay, and then Past Lives has 2, Society of the Snow has 2. Aisha, so Best Picture is American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest. What's your Best Picture?
American Fiction.
What? I thought you were with Barbie.
Well, the thing is, you got American Fiction, Oppenheimer, and Barbie, like 3 good movies.
Okay, so you're going. I'm going with Oppenheimer. Okay, Best Director, Justin Triet for Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, Jonathan Glazer for The Zone of Interest. And the Oscar goes to
Nolan.
Chris Nolan for Oppenheimer. We called it right here, right now. Me and Aisha have called this. Actor in a leading role. Bradley Cooper, Maestro. Colman, Domingo, Rustin. Paul Giamatti, The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy, Oppenheimer. Jeffrey Wright, American Fiction. And the Oscar goes to Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer. So we agree on that, Aisha?
Yes.
All right. Actress in a leading role. Annette Bening for Naiad. Lily Gladstone, Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Hüller, Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan, Maestro. Emma Stone, Poor Things. And the Oscar goes to?
Emma Stone.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm sticking with Lily Gladstone. Because I just feel that sometimes the Academy wants to also award and reward good acting from like different segments of the population. So for a Native American actress to be nominated, this is such a high honor. And it's not that they're going to play favorites, but they just want to acknowledge that she was really good in this movie. Actor in a supporting role, Sterling K. Brown, American Fiction, Robert De Niro, Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr., Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling, Barbie, Mark Ruffalo, Poor Things, and the Oscar goes to?
Tony Stark.
Wait, Robert Downey Jr.? Okay, I'm...
Tony Stark, Mama.
Okay, I know, Aisha. You Marvel fans will love your actor no matter what role he's playing and what universe he's in, right? Okay, I like that about you. At least you're a true, true Marvel fan. I think I'm going with Ryan Gosling for Barbie. He just was super...
Very funny.
...convincing and super cute. Okay, actress in a supporting role. Emily Blunt, Oppenheimer, Danielle...
America Ferreira.
...Brooks. Let me get to it, Aish.
America Ferreira.
Okay, America Ferreira, Barbie. Jodie Foster, Naiad. Devin, Joy Randolph, The Holdovers. And Danielle Brooks, The Color Purple. I'm going to agree with you, although I also think Danielle Brooks in The Color Purple is quite a dynamite performance, and I'm really rooting for this film. I think I'm rooting for all these actresses in all these movies, and hope our listeners get to check out some of these movies. And Aisha, we have categories like adapted screenplay, original screenplay, cinematography.
I don't care about
original that. Song. Do you care about original song? Let's just do the songs. The Fire Inside from Flaming Hot. I'm Just Ken from Barbie. It Never Went Away from American Symphony. Wazahe, a song for my people from Killers of the Flower Moon. What Was I Made For from Barbie? Yeah, I think I'm gonna... What did you say? I'm Just Ken, right? Yep, I think I agree. Then we have costume design, we have sound, and yes, I was right. Mission Impossible is right here in the sound category, and I think it's going to win. We've got original score, live action short film, animated short film, documentary feature film. Let's just talk about documentaries, Aisha, because documentaries are important. Sometimes, you know, they're saying there's an important message. So there's Bobby Wine, the People's President. There's Eternal Memory. There's Four Daughters. And then we have To Kill a Tiger. And then 20 Days in Mariupol. I think, you know, anybody who works on these documentary films, I think it really creates a great platform for them, you know, to take off, you know, to win an Oscar and to tell an important story, an underlying story, I think is really neat. Aisha, we've got an international feature film category. There's Perfect Days from Japan, Society of the Snow from Spain, The Teacher's Lounge from Germany, The Zone of Interest from United Kingdom, and I.O. Capitano from Italy. I don't know. I think I'm hearing buzz about The Zone of Interest. So I think keep your eyes and ears on that film. We've got animated feature film category, makeup and hairstyling, production design, film editing, and honestly, Aisha, we've done a few film editing classes, right? And don't you think editing is like one of the most important aspects in filmmaking? Mm-hmm. Right? I feel like an editor can really make or break the film, right?
It can.
You know what? I also think the film that wins editing is the film that's going to win. I have a hypothesis.
What movie?
Well, Anatomy of a Fall has been nominated for film editing. The Holdovers has been nominated. Killers of the Flower Moon, Oppenheimer, and Poor Things. So I don't know. I've got a theory.
Oppenheimer.
Yep. So let's see. Let's see if Mom's theory is right. We've got visual effects, which obviously make the movie so interesting. And I know Mission Impossible is in there, and I'm rooting for Mission Impossible. But yeah, it's going to be an awesome Academy show. And hey, Aisha, who's hosting this year?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh my God. And you obviously, you love Jimmy Kimmel, mm-hmm. right? And we think he does a fabulous job. So we're really excited about this year's Oscars. Be sure to tune in, guys. And it's going to be March 10th, 2024 at the Dolby Theater in Hollywood, California. We're going to sign off now, and we will see you
at the movies.
You've been listening to the Movie Buffs podcast starring Esmina and Aisha Ekramadin. Please join us for future discussions about current and upcoming movies. And remember, you too can be a movie buff.